At LASIK Plus, we know LASIK is a big decision, and every one of our patients is unique. That's why we customize your LASIK journey to you.
I'm so busy right now.
We offer a mix of convenient days and times, including 30-minute virtual appointments to fit your schedule.
I would love it, but I have astigmatism.
We treat thousands of patients with astigmatism every month with great outcomes. LASIK Plus is making your journey towards 20/20 vision all about you. So visit MyLASIKOffer.com today to start your LASIK journey.
This is Ron Reagan. I'm sitting with my wife, Nancy, and we're up there in that heavenly ranch listening to the Ron Edwards American Experience.
On with the show, this is it.
Prepare for launch in 3, 2, 1.
And away we go.
Say A, say M, say E, say R. Say I, see, say A, M.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Ron Edwards American Experience Talk Show, where our unalienable rights are celebrated. And now, your radio refreshment, Ron Edwards.
Well, good day. Hello, and how are you, everyone? Thanks for tuning in. This is the Ron Edwards American Experience Talk Show, being brought to you by Constitutional Grounds, the coffee you want in your cup. Also by Patriot Foods. Check them out. Simply go to theronedwards.com and make your purchases there. Anyway, we'll talk more about our sponsors in a bit, but man, Kangaroo Court, it just continues to blister on, doesn't it? Trump defense rests, closing arguments set. What will the jury decide? Lord have mercy. I mean, in normal situations, if our country were under a normal mode of working or operations, this thing that went on with President Trump, this would have been tossed out. This would not have gone to beyond day two or three. Not anything that has happened has been according to proper procedures. Well, very little, I guess, how you walk in the court or something and sit on your backside. But other than that, I haven't seen or heard of much of that has been going on in this so-called trial with President Trump. I don't see anything that is worthy of continuing. But this is one of those cases that I've talked about for years. And when I used to have concerns many years ago that one day, you know, the American way or system will become so populated with thugs, it will be almost like the ghettoization of America. You know how in certain neighborhoods the thugs run everything and the good people try to stand up, and next thing you know, something bad happens to those who are trying to stand up against the thugs, and they cock about because they can get away with whatever they're doing. They're in control. Well, our judicial system is no different. I mean, you have these people that, I mean, they just from stem to stern, very little have they done that is correct and is totally unfair, purely lacking of justice, and yet they're just allowed to just go on, keep on humming along and going along as if everything is hunky-dory. But these are the times we live in. Here's something that's truly reflective of the times we're living in and how the thug types are in control of everything. Well, in Middle Valley Elementary School, in a city called Savage, Minnesota, 4 Muslim students, they're 8 years old, beat up an 8-year-old girl. The reason they gave for beating the girl up is because she is not a Muslim. Well, guess what happened? Nothing. They were not reprimanded. They were not expelled. Their parents were not taken to task. Because the Muslim students were, according to school officials, they were too young to be punished. And according to Islamic law, it's okay to beat up, kill, cut off the head of a non-Muslim anyway. So these students, these 8-year-olds who beat up took 4 of them to beat up a girl. That says something right there. This is what they do. And I've told people after reading the Quran and that Muslims will kill you or beat you or enslave you or burn you, or as in one case that I'm well aware of in Africa, where they cooked a baby right in front of a parents that they captured. Cooked the baby. And these are the kind of people that Uncle Joe has been letting in for years. Come on in. Because of the federal government's war against we the people. They hate us in Washington, D.C. They hate us, they hate us, they hate us. That is the truth. And you cannot change my opinion on that at all, because it is the truth, by the way. Because if they didn't hate us, they would be operating according to the written laws in our Constitution and Bill of Rights. They would not be going gangbusters and trying to figure out ways to make our lives more inconvenient, more frustrating, more frustrated, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. How is it going in your local town or city or hamlet? Are they narrowing your roads everywhere? Every time you go out, there's another mile of narrowed roads. And in all these townships around here, no one voted for this crap. No one. But you know who dictated it? The United Nations. And many of your friends and whatever, associates, that you elect to your city government, they run on the promises of representing you, being your mayor. But no, many of these local mayors are bootlickers of the United Nations, narrowing our roads. And then they say, well, it's because of environmental reasons. Yeah. So that bicyclists have more room. And that's a bunch of bull capital S with a hit. There's some roads in where we live where the cars have only one-way traffic in both ways, right? And on both sides of the one-way lanes for the cars, you've got 2 lanes for bicycles. So you got a total of 4 lanes for bicycles and only 2 for cars. And the only ones who benefit from this are people, and I call them dunderheads. They drive real slow. And because they like to hold up traffic, I guess that makes them feel important. Used to be you could speed around them. You could just go the normal speed and get around them. But now you're trapped. And because you have the same amount of traffic that you had before, guess what happens? There's more idling. There's more just sitting around in traffic, which does what? You're burning more gas. If you go according to the environmentalist wackos, you're polluting for a longer period of time. I thought they were so concerned about the environment. I guess they're not. But they use the environment on the incurably ignorant masses. And that's why you're not seeing many people complaining in these townships and in cities across the country where the roads, it's called a road diet. And very few places in the United States did people lobby for this? Did they vote for this? They didn't have any say in the matter. All of a sudden, you get up, and all of a sudden, they put out the cones. And these are on many roads that have no potholes or anything. They're spending millions and millions and millions of dollars, right? That could be utilized for good stuff. Then they turn around and say, well, you know, we need to put a levy up for vote, because our operating budget is becoming pretty thin. because they're wasting all the money in these local townships on narrowing roadways. And that's just one situation that has been, they are working against we the people. So we're getting it from all three ends, the state level, the local level, and of course the federal level. Doesn't matter if you're a former president or Farmer Joe, they're out to get you. You might as well wake up to that reality and govern yourself accordingly, which we will. I'm Ron Edwards. We've got an exciting guest today. Donna Fiducia's back, and we'll welcome her right after this.
What's up, folks? Stay tuned. Be right back after these important messages.
The Ron Edwards American Experience, a charter member of the emerging new mainstream media.
The best offense is a great defense. Clean slate. TheRootBrands.com/Niecy, N-E-I-C-Y, is a major move in the right direction. Detoxify safely and wisely. Remove metals and toxins that debilitate your body. TheRootBrand.com/Niecy, N-E-I-C-Y. Order Clean Slate today and push those toxins away.
Simply go to TheRonEdwards.com to make your purchase.
Constitutional Grounds, the hot air roasted coffee that produces a smoother, richer, healthier, and less acidic coffee. Our unique hot air roasted coffee has a most delicious taste that everyone is raving about. Because you want the best, Constitutional Grounds is the coffee you want in your cup. Simply go to TheRonEdwards.com and click on to the Constitutional Grounds coffee display to make your purchase and to be sure to use the RE10 promo code and you will receive a 10% discount. Remember, Constitutional Grounds, the coffee you want in your cup.
Hi, everybody. Adam here at Patriot Foods. PatriotFoods.com is U.S. only, fighting for the American farmer. Cheap imports are putting the U.S. farmer out of business. We need your support. Go to PatriotFoods.com and use Ron's promo code. That's for U.S. Ron. Go to PatriotFoods.com and shop today.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. 800-452-1278. 800-452-1278. That's 800-452-1278.
Voice your opinion on the Ron Edwards hotline at 985-218-0185. Again, 985-218-0185.
Hey everyone, I'm Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic on Real America's Voice, and you're listening to the Ron Edwards American Experience.
That's Cowboy Logic. Every cowboy's got it. He's got a simple solution for just about anything. He's got a simple solution for just about anything.
Welcome back. This is the Ron Edwards American Experience. I'm Ron Edwards. And Donna Fiducia is here. She is the co-host of the very popular Cowboy Logic talk show. And, man, they do.
At LASIK Plus, we know LASIK is a big decision, and every one of our patients is unique. That's why we customize your LASIK journey to you.
I only have a certain budget.
No problem. Right now at LASIK Plus, get $1,000 off LASIK when treated in May. That's $500 off per eye, plus guaranteed financing options. So visit MyLASIKOffer.com today to start your journey towards 20/20 vision.
Must mention this promotion and be treated in May of 2024 to qualify. $1,000 off standard price of Wavelight procedure. $500 off for one eye. Cannot be combined with any other offers. Go to MyLASIKOffer.com for details.
Grammy Award-winning international music icon T-Pain live in concert in Houston. T-Pain's Mansion in Wisconsin party. See him live at 713 Music Hall, May 29th. T-Pain for one night only with very special guest. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. For more, visit T-Pain.com.
do a great job over there. She and Don, they really hit it out of the park. Anyway, let's welcome Donna. Hello, Donna, and welcome back.
Hey, Ron, thanks so much for having me. How you doing?
Excellent, excellent. As long as we stay inside, it's very, very hot today, I tell you. It's scorching everywhere, it seems.
Atlanta's not much better. Yes, I brought the horses in, and I have fans in their stalls. That's how bad it is. But that's cowboy logic for you right there. Boy, I got to tell you, we are voting here in Georgia today, and what an absolute joke. I mean, so I voted on my Dominion machine, Ron. And then
really?
They give you this little sticker that says, I secured my vote. How do you know that? They give you this printout with the QR code. And we know Jovan Hutt and Pulitzer very well, who developed that QR code for your cell phone to read and everything. And he's told us many, many times on our show that you have no idea what they're reading. They could read somebody, you know, halfway across the world, and you would never know it. But then they tell you, the poll workers say, well, you're number 160, I was in my case. So as soon as you put your ballot in there and you're 161, your vote's been counted. Yeah, it's been counted, but you have no idea how it's been counted. And nothing has gotten done in 4 years. Ugh. Frustrating.
Yeah. You guys have a really bad egg. His name is Governor Kemp, Jack Kemp.
No, Kemp's not even that bad. Ratzenberger, rat's ass booger, as we call him, is worse. The Secretary of State.
Yeah.
And he had an assistant who actually taped, while she was in Florida, taped that famous phone call, the second phone call that Donald Trump did that was a perfectly good phone call. She taped him. So that was illegal because it was across state lines. And that was, you know, that's when they said, well, it was the most secure election ever. And Donald Trump lied. I have one question to these people who say insurrection, insurrection, insurrection. Donald Trump was in office. Why would he pull an insurrection and throw himself out? If it were an insurrection, he would have never left. It's
correct.
I don't know. It's very frustrating. And then the people who are in the legislature are supposed to change these voting laws. And many of them are now running for Congress. And they'll probably get in, but they didn't do a damn thing when it came to fixing the election problems we have here in Georgia. All of this stuff is coming out only because of citizen investigators like Joe Rossi. And we just had our state convention, and this person on the state election board actually apologized to Joe Rossi for not doing this before. And he's been fighting this for 3 years with his own money. So, I mean, and it's not much better, certainly not much better in Wisconsin with Robin Voss up there. And I'm sure Minnesota and Michigan just as bad. It's scary because nothing's changed and we're ripe to have it stolen again.
So you mentioned some of these people that are running for Congress and everything, and they didn't do anything there in Georgia. What is it, just from your viewpoint, why is it, just from how you see things, that is it that so many Republicans in state offices and on the national level, on the federal level, refuse to do their jobs on behalf of the country and you know, do what's right? I mean, it's not about so much about Trump anymore. It's about the country functioning in the right way on behalf of we the people, by the way, the taxpayers. How do you think this is going to be panning out, or are we screwed?
Well, I think this, you know, to coin a phrase, we are in the most important election in our lifetime. And every election I say that, but this really is it, because it's not a left or right problem. It's not a Democrat or Republican problem. It's pretty obvious right now. It's an American or a Marxist problem.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, being from the Northeast, New Jersey, New York area, there's a huge amount of Trump derangement syndrome up there. Now, my Jersey peeps came through great, 100,000 strong on the beach in Wildwood. I think that's got to show you that Trump is resonating, but he's not resonating as a Republican, which I think is probably a good thing. He's resonating with the populace, the people, the ones who pay the taxes, the ones who fight the wars, the ones who fund their demise, quite honestly. I'm not sure if anybody heard, but it's pretty obvious now that we've funded a dictator in Ukraine because they've just canceled elections in that country. This is really crazy what's going on, and there's no accountability anymore. And I think what the real problem is that these powers that be have skeletons in their closets, or the people who oversee this deep state know everybody's skeleton and hold it above them. So they probably have to come around. And that's no way to run an airline, really.
Yeah. You know, something that I don't hear talked about very much in the broad media. I'm sure you're aware of the United States and Niger issuing a joint statement recently that set a deadline of September 15th for the withdrawal of U.S. forces, departing the American troops, leave behind $100 million worth, you know, military base built to support counterterrorism operations in that part of the world. And, you know, that's a recently constructed base, and you know it's well equipped military-wise, mm-hmm. equipment-wise. And here you have another situation where we're leaving, and there's, I don't understand why the Republicans, why they're not making this part of the election issue situation. This should be talked about with the American people, but I don't hear much about it. What say you?
It's Afghanistan 2.0.
Yeah.
And why did we fight Vietnam? Why did we go to Iraq and Iran or whatever and Afghanistan? People are coming back maimed, dead, loved ones, families ruined. For what? To pull out in a nanosecond? I mean, we talk about an insurrection at our capital, which was basically really was a mostly peaceful protest until police started firing tear gas and rubber bullets on those protesters. Meanwhile, what happened in Afghanistan after we were there for 20 years, within, I think, a day or two, they showed these armed insurrectionists in the palace, standing there with their rifles and everything else, none of which, by the way, was ever found in the capital. But it's whatever their narrative, the one world order, whatever you want to call it. And to me, it's really started in earnest. It's been in place for decades, but it really started in earnest in 2008 with Barack Obama. And I believe this is Barack Obama part three. He's even said that, you know, I'm running the country from my basement in my pajamas. I certainly think he is.
Yeah, and he and others, Blinken and other officials, are orchestrating a purposeful winnowing down of American power and influence and prestige around the world.
Yeah, the Hate America First crowd, and they've been teaching that to our kids. I mean, we thought COVID exposed all the LGBTQ stuff and the transgender stuff, and now with what's happening across all of our campuses, we're seeing pro-Hamas. I mean, then you look at it and you see how much the Chinese Communist Party and Qatar, which is where all the Hamas billionaires live, they're not stupid enough to live in the Gaza Strip, and a number of other Arab countries have basically been propping up our colleges and universities for decades. So it's coming home to roost. It's amazing to me how Israel can be blamed for what happened on October 7th. I mean, seriously, you want to talk about atrocities, what they did to the women and the children and the elderly there, that was insane. And yet, in their religion, it's okay.
Absolutely. And see, I've read the Quran. I had the displeasure of reading that book, and it's all in there, folks. You know, one of the most insane situations, Donna, is when I get into conversations with individuals about Islam, the first thing they do, it's like an automatic button that someone switches. You're a bigot. You're Islamophobe.
You're racist and this and that, or it's the religion of peace. And anything that they say, it's obviously the opposite. We've had Trevor Loudon, Claire Lopez, John Guandolo, Frank Gaffney on our show numerous times. and they'll be the first to tell you, it's not radical Islam, it's Islam. And yes. Islam is not compatible with the U.S. Constitution. Just the case you talked about before I came on the air. Eight-year-olds getting away with beating up another a girl?
Yep.
You know what really gets me, Ron? This cracks me up, too. Gays for Palestine.
Yeah.
I hate to laugh. You know what? Do me a favor. Go over there and see how long you last. Maybe it's me. It's upside down. It's totally upside down.
But one thing that is right side up, we've got to take a quick break, but we'll be back in conversation with Donna Fiducia. You're listening to the Ron Edwards American Experience.
You're listening to the Ron Edwards American Experience.
Constitutional Grounds, the hot air roasted coffee that produces a smoother, richer, healthier, and less acidic coffee. Our unique hot air roasted coffee has a most delicious taste that everyone is raving about. Because you want the best, Constitutional Grounds is the coffee you want in your cup. Simply go to theronedwards.com and click on to the Constitutional Grounds coffee display to make your purchase and to be sure to use the RE10 promo code and you will receive a 10% discount. Remember, Constitutional Grounds, the coffee you want in your cup.
It seems as if the Biden administration is not letting up in the effort to make life more and more miserable. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's Page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee, after showing no regard for the quality of life for we the people by literally ushering in 10 million illegal border crossers in the United States at taxpayer expense, the Biden regime now wants to use our tax dollars to bring perhaps thousands of Hamas-supporting Palestinians into our republic. Of course, this is simply a part of the massive effort to fundamentally transform the United States into an awful place to live for those of us who prefer to live in a land of liberty, equal opportunity, and prosperity as one nation under God. Unfortunately, Joe Biden and many other leftists are seeking to use every method they can think of to ruin our republic beyond the ability to make her great again. The Hamas-supporting Palestinians are dangerous, and they're so dangerous that Jordan doesn't want them. Egypt refuses them. Saudi Arabia won't let them in because of their uncivilized way of life. But yet, Uncle Joe wants you and I to pay for them to live in America. I'm Ron Edwards. Join me live weekdays, 3 p.m. Eastern. To find out where, go to theronedwards.com.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants are...
Smoothie King's new lemonade lineup is here.
Lemonade, lemonade, the Smoothie King way.
Try a strawberry guava lemonade SK refresher.
Yum, yum, gotta get some.
Made with real fruit, real juice, and real energy.
Who's thirsty?
Aren't paying you. Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-794-1891. 800-794-1891. That's 800-794-1891.
The Ron Edwards American Experience, the talk show that celebrates America and reminds everyone she's worth fighting for. Join me, host Ron Edwards, and also don't miss a daily page from the Edwards Notebook commentary right here on
K-Star Talk Radio Network.
Liberty Works Radio Network.
VARA Network.
PBS Network.
LibertyTalk.fm.
¶¶
Edwards, the new voice of America.
We're back. This is the Ron Edwards American Experience. Thanks so much for tuning in. NATO expresses condolences to Iranians for President Ebrahim Raisi's death. Yeah. You know Donna Fiducia. She's with us today in conversation. Welcome back, Donna. You know, when I heard that that guy died, the butcher of Iran died, between you and I and the fence post, I celebrated. I really did. I clicked my heels, and then my own government, you know, oh, we're so sorry. Oh, always me. And yet these same people that they're groveling at the feet of the Iranians in memory of this butcher. It was the butcher and all these Iranians and many other Muslims around the world that were celebrating and passing out candy to the little kiddies when October 7th happened.
Mm-hmm. Well, you start them young, you'll have them forever. Wasn't it Stalin or Lenin, one of those communists, talked about that? And unfortunately, that's what is happening here. And to have people on college campuses saying they hate America, who have probably never even been out of this country. I spent a week in Moscow years ago under Gorbachev. We were out there, believe it or not, I worked for a rock and roll radio station. So he went out there for a concert. I kissed the tarmac. I swear to God, when I landed back down at JFK, I had no idea what it was like in a communist country. You knew they were watching you every step. And we're talking, you know, 80s, early 90s. And they had nothing that was modern. They had tubes in their television set. They told you to unplug the television set so it wouldn't blow up on you. Everything was so old. People would get in line and wait in line and have no idea what they're waiting for. A friend of mine bought a Russian thoroughbred horse that was an amazing open jumper that she went to the Olympics on for some used washing machine parts because they were few and far between in Russia. That's how bad it was back then. And it can come here because look at how they're lowering the standard of living for everybody, raising the cost of housing. So kids can't buy a house. They're going to be eating bugs and like it. You know, you think cows are polluting the air and people believe this garbage. It's to me just total insanity. It really is. And I fear for our grandchildren and our children.
Yeah. Well, Donna, what opened the door to all of this? See, when a nation such as ours discards morality, mm-hmm. something that the founding fathers warned us, hey, remain a moral nation if you want to remain a nation of liberty, because you cannot remain free or a land of liberty without morality, which means you have self-control, self-governance, and you have a government that also is dictated to by is corralled by moral standards, which were inculcated in our Constitution. And so when they decided, well, God doesn't matter, his morality doesn't matter, do what you want, yada, 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 that was part of the communist plan to demoralize America, because once you don't have those high moral standards, every other standards, all other standards fall down as well. And so you're going to be making bad decisions. There's going to be bad parenting, bad preaching, bad teaching, bad manufacturing decisions, you know, that chased our manufacturing out of the country. I mean, 33% of all auto manufacturing of the United States is now in Mexico. That's just one country. So you can imagine, you know, the auto manufacturing, General Motors has huge plants in China, and South Korea supplies most of the auto parts for General Motors. And so we've given away our own store because we've become immoral, because people don't want God. They don't want those things. And so churches are closing up all over the place. And so you have America today. What say you?
It was very eye-opening when you could go to Walmart and get a tattoo and buy liquor, but you couldn't go to church during COVID.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, you go to a restaurant, you know, you got to wear a a mask. I mean, come on. I mean, and yet there's still people walking around with a mask and still people saying, oh, well, now we're going to have the new COVID or the bird flu or whatever the hell it is now. And there's just a lot of sheep out there that can't think for themselves, which is very eye-opening. But one thing that you mentioned is the fact that this country is built on the Judeo-Christian ethic, and that is totally under attack. From the Pope on down, I hate to say it, Ron. I mean, look at the Pope.
Well, the root of the Pope, a lot of people don't know this too. The Pope, and many people are fooled into believing that he's this holy vicar who means well. The only good Pope that was installed during my entire lifetime was, I think it was Pope John II. All the rest of them are no good nicks, pushing Masonic order BS and other horrible things in the world. People don't pay attention. They don't know, and they don't know that they don't know. And, you know, and a lot of the things that are underneath in the Vatican, the satanic rituals and artifacts and things of that nature, people just don't know. The Pope has as much to do with what's good as Uncle Joe has to do with, I don't know, intelligence. So
did you hear his speech at Morehouse, the commencement address? Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry. Maybe
was that a speech?
Can you shed light on that one for me? Because I couldn't get it. He's sitting there talking about how, you know, that you, if you wait in line to vote, you can't be given water again because Atlanta and Georgia is racist. You know, I don't know any black person who can't get ID. Do you? Do you,
none.
Ron? I mean,
none.
Well, you got to have an ID to get on a plane. You got to have an ID to get any kind of bank account to do anything, to buy liquor, for that matter. Well, but you don't need to show that when you vote.
No. But well, I bet that's because they want the illegals and they want to destroy the country. Yeah. See, people have to understand, and I know you do, but most people still refuse to see the fact that the majority of officials that are in government today, Republican and Democrat, uniparty freaks, they're out to destroy the country. I mean, it's that simple.
Well, and their own pocketbooks. They're out to make their own money. I mean, we have a congressional district here where I am, Georgia 3rd. And the guy got in there in 2016. We tried to help him. In fact, we basically campaigned with him, Ferguson. He was a dentist, and he didn't like looking in people's mouths anymore. So he figured he's going to run for Congress. The seat opens up, and he wins. And for some odd reason, he's got $500,000 from what I hear. And he's not running for reelection. I guess he didn't want to get scrutinized. But he voted for every rhino thing, everything McCarthy wanted, everything the Democrats wanted, hook, line, and sinker. And so, you know, we hopefully will have a decent new congressman, but who knows how long it's going to take him to get corrupted. But they're not rhinos. It's a uniparty. All they want, and that is what Tom Del Beccaro, who ran against Kamala Harris for Senate out in California, he wrote a book called The Divided Era. And many, many years ago, I want to say probably almost 10 years ago. And in it, he talked about how when you look at a society, when it starts, everybody works together, which, you know, was back in 1776. And then now, at the end of any society, it's the competition for spoils. And that's exactly what's happening. Every time somebody runs to Ukraine, you know damn well somebody's pocketbook is getting enriched. And they're probably laundering it through Ukraine. I'd like to look at all these people's pocketbooks the way they've looked at Donald Trump for the past 6 years. I bet you that would be eye-opening, don't you think?
I would love to as well. But see, here's the thing. You're correct. They're in there. They're greedy. They want to make a lot of money. But the mistake they make is the same mistake that people made that were in the governing body of, for example, of Detroit. Detroit was the wealthiest city per capita in the world. But yet they became greedy as politicians, and they did fatten their own pockets. But in the long run, they hurt themselves because Detroit became the poorest big city in America. And so now it's being rebuilt because, you know, the World Economic Forum is moving into America and all of that. And so that, and Chinese money is rebuilding Detroit. It's really beautiful downtown, and it's now inching out into the neighborhoods. And so it looks good. And the Detroiters are all walking around with their chest out now. See, I told you, this is Detroit, man. We Motown, we all that.
Yeah.
And yet, it just amazes me, Donna, how thin, you know, how light, you know, people's brains are, and they don't figure this stuff out. And the greed is okay. So you have greed, and you take all the money, but then it's going to run out. Because you're killing the goose that lays the golden eggs that produces all the money that you want to get. And so it's just what's happening in D.C. is a large example of what happened in Detroit, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, all the great manufacturing centers, et cetera, et cetera. And now it's happening in New York in another way as they're destroying what was called by Cousin Brucey and others the greatest city in the world. What say you?
Well, if you look at what they did to Donald Trump, and you were a developer, would you want to do any business in New York anymore?
It's heartbreaking.
Whether he's found guilty or not, why would you want to do any business in New York when you've been convicted of possibly a third crime now that had no victim? I mean, this woman who got the $80 million from him that said he raped her in Bergdorf's dressing room, couldn't remember the day, admitted she made it up because of a TV show she saw, couldn't remember the year. Let me tell you something. Thank God I've never been a victim of violent crime. I'm sure if you've been raped, you're going to know when it was. And yet she gets $80 million. And then you have this thing that's going on with his development, and they fine him $500 million for not even – when all the banks actually said that they've been paid back. And now what's going on now when you've got a judge, Judge Mershon's daughter is making $100 million. If he stops this case now, she stops making money. And all of these Democrat congressmen are tied to this woman, including Chuck Schumer, including Adam Schiff, and including Goldman. And this guy Goldman, who is an heir to Levi Strauss, actually acknowledged that he spoke to Michael Cohen about what to say on the stand. So how is that not collusion? And does the media tell you any of that? Well, Cowboy Logic does, and you're hearing it on the Ron Edwards show. But unfortunately, the mainstream media seems to have a blind eye to the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey used to say.
Yeah, because they're in on the game to destroy America through disinformation and bull capital S with a hit. So it is what it is, Donna. I thank you so much for joining us, and we look forward to the next time you join us. As usual, you bring it, and you're a heavy hitter, and keep doing what you're doing, you and Don. And when you get a chance, tell Don I said hello, and many blessings to you for what you guys do.
He's listening. We'll see you Saturday on the Real America's Voice Network, and Sunday now too.
Excellent. Take care. Bye now.
Bye bye.
You're listening to the Ron Edwards American Experience.
My name is Joe Biden. My name is Joe Biden. My name is Joe Biden.
Constitutional Grounds, the hot air roasted coffee that produces a smoother, richer, healthier, and less acidic coffee. Our unique hot air roasted coffee has a most delicious taste that everyone is raving about. Because you want the best, Constitutional Grounds is the coffee you want in your cup. Simply go to theronedwards.com and click on to the Constitutional Grounds coffee display to make your purchase, and to be sure to use the RE10 promo code, and you will receive a 10% discount. Remember, Constitutional Grounds, the coffee you want in your cup.
The best offense is a great defense. Clean slate. TheRootBrands.com/Niecy, N-E-I-C-Y, is a major move in the right direction. Detoxify safely and wisely. Remove metals and toxins that debilitate your body. TheRootBrand.com/Niecy, N-E-I-C-Y. Order Clean Slate today and push those toxins away.
Simply go to TheRonEdwards.com to make your purchase.
Hi, everybody. Adam here at Patriot Foods. PatriotFoods.com is U.S. only, fighting for the American farmer. Cheap imports are putting the U.S. farmer out of business. We need your support. Go to PatriotFoods.com and use Ron's promo code. That's for U.S. Ron. Go to PatriotFoods.com and shop today.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. 800-452-1278. 800-452-1278. That's 800-452-1278.
It's the Ron Edwards American Experience Talk Show, where our unalienable rights are celebrated.
What they do is smile in your face. All the time they want to take your place. The backstabbers. Backstabbers.
Yeah. The uniparty politicians do smile in our face, and they are stabbing us in the back as they bring in millions and millions of illegal border crossers to replace us. Let me ask you, a writer, his name is Paul Engle. He writes for News with Views. He asked the question, does the Constitution still matter anymore? That is a great question. He also asks, is the Constitution a magically document that will save the day? Or is it the only tool that can restore our rights? Well, you know, my friends, there's a lot of people who think that the Constitution is useless. They're convinced that the Constitution is something to be thrown away or replaced or rewritten, while others wonder how people can get away with violating it. While these may appear to be opposing positions, I believe that they stem from the same misconception, that the Constitution of the United States is some superhero that will come flying in to save the day. Rather, the Constitution is ink on parchment, a tool. It is a tool, my friends. It is an instruction manual, as it were, but nothing more. Like any other tool, the Constitution is absolutely useless unless it is picked up and used correctly. And like any other tool, unless you learn how to use the Constitution, you're much more likely to crush your own thumb than those who are infringing upon your rights. What is the Constitution? We need to start at the beginning. What is the Constitution? Yes, it's ink on parchment, words on paper. But if that's all it is, then why do so many people revere it? Me being one of them. In the United States Supreme Court case, Marbury versus Madison, we find certainly all those who have framed written constitutions contemplate them as forming the fundamental and paramount law of the nation. Now, in that case, you know, Marbury versus Madison opinion. So if the Constitution is the fundamental and paramount law of the United States, why is it violated so often? It seems to be violated more than any other laws in our country. Because the Constitution is just laws. And as myself and my guests were speaking about a few minutes ago, as we become more lawless or more immoral, guess what? We're not going to be following the writings of the great Constitution. A rule particularly established or permanent rule prescribed by the supreme power of a state to its subjects for regulating their actions, particularly their social actions. The Constitution is not some magical incantation or spell that forces all who hear it to suddenly comply. Like any other law, it's powerless without law enforcement. Now, if city governments are always hankering to hand out speeding tickets, parking tickets, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, why aren't they engaged in enforcing constitutional law, especially our sheriffs? That which gives energy or effect, sanction, the penalties of law are enforcements. And unfortunately, the laws of the Constitution are not enforced. In other words, the Constitution, like any other law, is merely a tool, a means of articulating the rules. It's their enforcement that gives law power. The Marbury Court stated that the Constitution forms the fundamental and paramount law of a nation. Or, as Article 6, Clause 2 states, the supreme law of the land. This Constitution and the laws of the United States, which shall be made in pursuance thereof, and all treaties made, or which shall be made under the authority of the United States, shall be the supreme law of the land. However, all this vaunted talk of supreme fundamental and paramount laws means absolutely nothing. It doesn't amount to a hill of beans unless and until they are once again enforced in our republic. And this is something that we, the people, must start to insist. That since we are, a constitutionally limited republic, then by gosh, by golly, we should insist on the enforcement, the recognition of our Constitution and our Bill of Rights. But see, there's something that happened during the bastardized rights movement in the 1960s. There were people that got on television and says, I want my constitutional rights. Lyndon Baines Johnson said, all right, give them colored people their constitutional rights. Boom. That began the flipping of the script. Because the Constitution, my friends, was designed to corral government. And ever since those days of the bastardized rights movement, government has sought to more and more and more corral we the people, or screw over us, like they do locally here where I live, where they continue to shrink down the roads, causing more traffic situations, road rage, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And just building inconveniences into every aspect of life just to make it a pain in the ass just to live. But because people don't know and they don't know that they don't know, they just go along to get along or either get frustrated because of inconveniences, but they have no idea as to the importance of getting back to true constitutional law. And what the people we should be guided by for our own personal functionings is the Bill of Rights. And it seems as if they flipped the scripts and the government seems to be operating under the Bill of Rights with all the rights as they bully us, as they bully President Trump, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, while we're corralled the way the government should be corralled. Unless, of course, you're an illegal border crosser or a domestic thug, then you're free to do whatever you want. Now, I always often mention how much I really love New York City. I guess I'm going to have to switch that a little bit. Did love New York. Just yesterday, I read about how Herald Square, all the great department stores, they're shutting down because they said, hey, we can't handle the thievery. The city government allows them just the other day. They stole $1 million worth of goods out of Macy's department store. Now, you know, my producer said something. I didn't even respond because it was like such, oh, my God. Because how would you not have the Thanksgiving Day parade? But he says, if I were the owners of Macy's, I would tell you know what? The government, I'm closing Macy's and there will be no more Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade. And I was like, holy mackerel. But he's got a point. They don't care about us and our businesses or whatever. Then it is time to leave. And that is heartbreaking. But anyway, my friends, two arms, as they say. And now that I see that my time is up, thank you so much for your time.
That's all, folks.
To exit stage right.
And as I always say at this time, remember to pray for your nation, pray for your family, your friends, and even pray for your enemies that they get it right. And don't forget to treat others the way you would want to be treated. So until next time, and in between time, I'm Ron Edwards. Bye now.